Macmillan Audio presents In This Together by Anne Romney. Read for you by the author.
For the more than 50 million people worldwide and their loved ones affected by neurologic diseases, hope is on the way. Chapter 1. My son, Tag, was working for the Los Angeles Dodgers when Mitt decided he was going to run for president. Tag enjoyed working for the Dodgers, but he also wanted to come back east to be part of his father's campaign. One afternoon, he was talking to the legendary broadcaster Vince Scully and asked for a little advice. "I'm thinking about leaving," Tag said, then started outlining his plans. Scully listened for several minutes as Tag laid out his future, then smiled and grabbed Tag's arm. "Son," he said, "if you want to make God laugh, just tell him your plans." I was sitting in a Sunday school class in our church one morning in the early 1990s. We were having a discussion about the various ways people deal with difficult situations. And I remember thinking that many people don't have a huge growth experience until they've had to face a particular challenge. "Wow," I thought, "my life is pretty good. I'm married to a wonderful and successful man. We have 5 smart, active, healthy boys, and we're living comfortably in Boston." At that time, both Mitt's and my parents were alive. And they too were wonderful people who continued to play important roles in our family life. In fact, as I sat there, I couldn't really think of any challenges in my life that had been really difficult to overcome. I took a very deep and satisfied breath. Believe me, I knew how incredibly lucky I was. The challenges we had faced weren't any different than most American families. Raising 5 boys, we were on a first-name basis with the staff at the local emergency room. We went through all the bloody noses and broken bones. When our son Ben was 10 months old, he became ill with what turned out to be a combination of the flu, an infection, and an allergy to penicillin. He was wasting away and years earlier would have died. I sat with him for 7 days without leaving the hospital as he was treated with IV fluids and eventually got well. With 6 men in our house, life often was organized chaos. There was always something unexpected that had to be done right away. It seemed like we were endlessly running from one game to scouts or to church events. There was homework to be done and teachers' conferences to attend, and there were the everyday problems of 5 young men racing through childhood into adolescence that had to be solved. It was a typical family life. We experienced all the cheers and all the tears. And honestly, not everybody always got along. Our 2 oldest boys, Tag and Matt, are only 19 months apart. Just far enough apart to fight over every single thing. I can still hear one of them complaining about the other one breathing in his space. There was really nothing we could do to stop it. I think every parent at some time experiences that frustration. There were days when I just couldn't take it anymore. I reached the breaking point one afternoon when Tag was 16 years old. The 2 older boys were screaming at each other about some nonsense, and I warned them that that was enough. They just had to stop. I probably warned them in a pretty loud voice. By then, Tag was much taller than I was, and rather than stopping, he turned and started yelling at me. I don't know what got into me. I have never done anything like this before or since. But I just couldn't take it anymore. I hauled off and punched him in the stomach, knocking the wind out of him. I don't know who was more stunned, me or Tag. Neither one of us could believe it. Mitt and the other boys came running from all over the house. Tag was just looking at me, and everybody else started laughing. My father was in town and had witnessed this outburst. He looked at me and said, "Oh, Anne, what have these boys done to you?" So rather than being a perfect sitcom family,
sample complete. Ready to continue?